Our topic today is about the rice tolerance to drought can be improved by silicon application. Our objectives of this study were to assess the impact of drought and silicon application on rice plants' growth, biomass, and grain yield, as well as the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and silicon concentration and their uptake, and the impact of these on water use efficiency. Drought causes changes in physiological, metabolic, and morphological functions in plants, leading to reduction in plant growth and crop yield. And despite the water scarcity in Egypt, the per capita renewable water was 650 cubic meters per year in 2015, and this is way below the safe limit of water safety. And despite of that, the total area cultivated with paddy rice in Egypt comprised 26.2% of the total cultivated area during that season in summer. And then silicon application to rice grown under drought stress increased plant growth and grain yield. This is how we grow rice in Egypt. You know, although we do not have enough water, but we have to grow rice. And we grow it, as you see here, in a very much amount of water supply. And unfortunately, you know, the allocation of water to Egypt in the Nile River is decreasing after a new dam is being built in Ethiopia, and at the same time the population of Egypt is increasing, so there should be a way to increase the water use efficiency. To decrease the amount of water supplied to rice and at the same time maintain the rice yield. And for the methods, the experiment was conducted in a greenhouse in a pot, in pots, and we had five different soil moisture contents. One of them was the paddy conditions. This is a 120% of the soil saturation point, and we decreased the amount of supplied water to 70% of the saturation point. And at the same time, we had five different silicon concentrations ranging from 0 milligram silicon per 10 plants to 8.4 milligram silicon per 10 plants, and each treatment of those was replicated four times. And this is how we maintained the soil moisture content throughout the time of the experiment. We maintained it gravimetrically. We determined the plant height, the straw, grains, and roots. And we also measured the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, silicon, and their uptake in shoots or straw and grains. And also we calculated the nutrient uptake in milligram per plant as nutrient concentration in percent times the yield in gram per plant times 1,000 and divided by 100. And also we calculated the water use efficiency from how much yield we got in grams per how much water was used to get this how much yield in grams. Our results here show that, you know, if we take a look at the drought impact on plant height or straw or root or grain, we can see that, you know, decreasing the amount of supplied water from paddy conditions to drought stress from 120% to 70% of the saturation point significantly decreased the plant height from 52.3 centimeter to 35.7 centimeter. You know, the same thing happened with the straw, with the root, and the grain. However, when we applied silicon to the drought conditions, we found that, you know, applying silicon from 0 to 8.4 milligrams silicon per 10 plants, we significantly increased the plant height from 35.7 centimeter to 49.3 centimeter. And the same thing happened with the other characteristics like the straw, the root, and grain yield. Here, drought and silicon impacts on nutrients and their uptakes in rice straw. We can see the same thing happened with plant characteristics. It happens again here with the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium concentrations. For example, here in nitrogen, we can see that decreasing the amount of supplied water from 120%, which represents the paddy conditions, to 70%, that represents the drought stress, significantly decreased the nitrogen concentration in rice straw from 11.7 to 6.7 gram per kilogram. The same thing happened with phosphorus, with potassium, and their uptakes as well. However, when we applied silicon, you know, we found also that applying silicon from 0 to 8.4 milligram silicon per 10 plants significantly increased the nitrogen concentration in rice straw from 6.7 to 10.8 gram per kilogram. And the same thing happened with phosphorus and potassium as well as their uptake. And here, you know, the drought and silicon impacts on nutrients and uptake in rice grain. Again, we had the same impact of drought. When we decreased the paddy conditions to drought stress, the nitrogen concentration in gram per kilogram in rice grain significantly decreased from 13.1 to 7.73 gram per kilogram. And the same thing happened with phosphorus, potassium, and their uptakes. And when we applied silicon, and when we increased it from 0 to 8.4 milligram silicon per 10 plants, the concentration of nitrogen significantly increased in rice grain from 7.73 to 11.3 gram per kilogram. And the same thing happened with phosphorus, potassium, and their uptakes. Water use efficiency. This is a very important calculation for our study, because, you know, the main goal of our work was to increase the water use efficiency to try to solve our water scarcity problem in Egypt. So here, you know, we calculated it in rice straw and the same thing with the rice grain. If we take a look at the rice straw here, you know, we can see that, you know, when we decreased the paddy conditions 120% soil moisture to 70% of the soil saturation point, the water use efficiency significantly decreased from 0.083 to 0.057 gram per liter. But interestingly, we found that at the 90% not paddy conditions, you know, we found that the water use efficiency was the highest. And also here, you know, when we applied silicon to our experiment, we found that applying silicon from 0 to 4.2 to 8.4 milligram silicon per 10 plants significantly increased the water use efficiency, which is great for us. But more interestingly, if we take a look at the highest concentration of silicon application, we can see that the water use efficiency was not significantly different between the drought stress and the paddy conditions, which means we can save a lot of water and get the same water use efficiency by applying 8.4 milligram silicon per 10 plants. And the same thing happened with the rice grain. And here, this is the impact of drought stress and silicon application on silicon concentration in rice straw. We can see here on the X and the X axis, we can see the soil moisture content. It increases from 70% to paddy conditions. And on the Y axis, we have the silicon concentration in rice straw. And you know, these lines here with different colors represent the different concentrations of silicon application. And the lowest is the 0 milligram silicon per 10 plants, and the highest is here 8.4 milligram per milligram silicon per 10 plants. As we can see here, for the silicon concentration in rice straw, by increasing the soil moisture content, the concentration of silicon increased in rice straw. And at the same time, when increasing the silicon concentration from 0 to 2.1, 4.2, 6.3, and 8.4 milligram silicon per 10 plants, the concentration of silicon increased as well in rice straw. And that means the rice is accumulating silicon in its bodies. The impact of drought stress and silicon application on silicon uptake in rice straw, you know, it's the same thing. The uptake increased with increasing the soil moisture content, and the uptake increased with increasing the silicon concentration. Conclusions: the drought stress significantly reduced rice plant's growth, like the plant height and straw and grain yield. It reduced also the nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and silicon concentrations and their uptake in rice plants. However, applying silicon alleviated drought stress and improved plant growth, biomass, grain yield, and the uptake and concentrations of our nutrients. And when we compare the paddy conditions, compared to paddy conditions, it was possible to save 30 to 40% of water supply to rice and maintain straw and grain yield if the silicon were supplied at a rate of 8.4 milligram to per 10 plants. Thank you.
We have time for questions.
Yes, sir.
I came in late, so I didn't hear the first part of it. What form of silica did you use? What was the material?
It was, yeah, first it was potassium silicate, and we maintained the potassium concentration at the same level in all of our treatments, so that the only difference was the silicon concentration. And it was a foliar spray. We sprayed our treatments to the rice plants.
So that's a soluble form of
that's
slag on rice. But the trouble we have there was that it makes a pH go up. Higher rates, it was actually hurt for the rice.
That's right. I agree. That's why we applied it, you know, by spray.
Okay.